Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. YouTube feed is 94. WIP, check it out there. We're back. We're ready. It is a postseason week. The Eagles and the 49ers Sunday afternoon in Lincoln Financial Field. The number 3 seed Eagles, we'll get to why, against the number 6 seed 49ers. Are a lot to come this week on the midday show. Stream it, listen live, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on your radio and 94 WIP. YouTube, Odyssey app, however you want to consume it, is great with us. It's going to be a big week on WIP as we get ready for a playoff game on Sunday afternoon. But it's obviously going to be a lot of reaction today based on what the Eagles did yesterday and what they failed to do. So it was gifted to them. I mean, the Lions went to Chicago. I was wrong about that game. It was the only pick I got wrong in the Saturday picks on the pod. 4-1 this week, including hitting that +3.5 with the Steelers last night. But the only one I got wrong, and I guess the Eagles were wrong with me, was thinking the Bears were going to beat the Lions and beat them by, you know, enough margin to cover. They didn't beat them at all. They lost. So the gift was given to the Philadelphia Eagles yesterday that they could be the number 2 seed. And the matchup this coming Sunday could, or weekend, could be against the limping in, banged up Green Bay Packers as the 7th seed. I mean, really more importantly than that, if you do think the Eagles are going to get through either way in the first round, that second game, if chalk holds as the 2 seed, would obviously be here in Philadelphia and not, you know, in Chicago. So that is the line of demarcation the Eagles chose before the game started all week long, not to travel down the road that could have led them to the number 2 seed. So I know a lot of people are upset. I'm listening to WIP on the way in today. A lot of people are upset. I am not upset at the thought process. I'm not upset at the philosophy the Eagles put out there yesterday. I think it was the right thing to do. I thought watching players go down yesterday, what if those guys were starting level players that went down, like a Calcaterra or, you know, Ojomo going to the medical tent, Brett Toth. I thought yesterday was a clear sign that they made the right decision with the way the game was going. players were going down, and it wasn't worth it to me. The difference between the two and the three wasn't worth it to me to risk putting those players out there. So I do have one thing that I am annoyed at this morning with Nick Sirianni and the coaching staff, but it's not about their decision. I think the decision was sound. You could disagree with it, but I thought it was rooted in logic. I thought it made sense. They didn't control it. Just because you don't control an outcome doesn't mean you get to go back and reverse engineer the outcome and say, well, see, if we did that, it would have worked out. Well, you don't know that. You have to make a decision going in. So I supported the decision going in. I support it this morning. I don't think the Eagles made a mistake by not playing their starters yesterday. I thought it was the right decision to make. That is not my issue. I also don't think, and this came up a little bit on the broadcast, Kevin Harlan brought it up, and then post-game, I understand why the question has to be asked. I understand the inquiry. I understand the, would you kind of thing. But there's just no way Nick Sirianni could have put his starters back on the field, you know, the ones that were in uniform, because they can only deactivate so many players, right? There's just no way in the world that Sirianni could have revved his starters up at halftime after not going through their normal pregame, not warming up, not getting ready to go, sitting there cold, and asked them to go save the day and win the football game. He would have looked like a horse's ass if he did that. I mean, he would have looked ridiculous if he went out there and like kind of just say, Jill, get out there, go, go, go. No, you can't do that. You can't do that. They had the game off. They didn't take the bulk of the reps during the week. It wasn't their game. You cannot do that. So that part of it, I also support Nick Sirianni. I don't think he screwed up in that. I think he would have screwed up if he ran them back in there, especially if one, you know, pulled a hamstring or something because they weren't really revved up and ready. So I'm with Sirianni on that as well. There is one element, though, to yesterday's game that I think the Eagles erred. I think Nick Sirianni and Kip Petullo erred, and I think it's very fair to have a gripe with them. Watching the game, watching how they coached the game, I thought they treated it like a preseason game rather than a regular season game they were trying to win with their starters. Let's not forget, even with everyone knowing what the Eagles were going to do, right? Even with the Eagles sitting all their guys and everyone understanding the plan, the Eagles were 3.5-point favorites in the game. They were expected to win the football game. The expectation was the Eagles' backup players at home are better than the Commanders' starters, albeit with the third-string quarterback at Josh Johnson. That was the expectation. Yet I don't think the Eagles went into that game trying to win the game. I really don't believe that. It felt to me like they were trying to showcase.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
What they had with their second-tier players. Like, they were trying to put on some sort of show. They threw the ball 40 times yesterday. 40 times. In a one-score game behind a backup offensive line. And Tanner McKee didn't play very well. He didn't. He had ups and downs. He had struggles. Bad pick. He missed guys that were open a couple times on, you know, to out routes. The pressure started to get to him. He didn't play great. A below average performance by the quarterback yesterday in one of his, you know, first starts in the NFL. Not great. But you knew that. You had eyes. You could see that. After the interception, he went downhill. He didn't play good football. So, okay, let's pivot. Let's use our running game, which is working. The Eagles yesterday threw 40 passes. They ran the ball 19 times. Two of those runs were Tanner McKee runs that were pretty much by accident. So that means they called 17 runs yesterday. 17 runs behind a backup offensive line versus 45 or so called passes. You know, when you factor in a few sacks, when you factor in penalties, when you factor in McKee running because the pressure got to him, 45 to 17? That was a joke of a game called by the coaching staff. Then let's go to in-game stuff. Forget just the philosophy. In-game, you have a chance to take the lead by the goal line. Backup O-line in. And instead of kicking the field goal, you go for the touchdown. I thought the entire day was treated like a preseason game when the outcome still mattered. You know, the Eagles could have had their cake and eaten it too. They were very close. In fact, there was a moment when they were driving at the end of the game, and I was like, they might be able to pull this off. They might get the best of both worlds, which is get the second seed because the Lions took care of the Bears and still beat the Commanders with the backups, which was obviously the ideal possible double whammy. And they didn't get it. And I thought primarily it was because of the ineptitude and really, maybe ineptitude is the wrong word, the philosophy of the coaching staff. And I will put this on Sirianni. That game yesterday was treated like a preseason game. Even the Devontae Smith stuff was treated like, you know, it's a dog and pony show. You know, whatever. This game doesn't count. Run him out there. Throw the ball at him every time. Get him the yards. Get him out of the game. Everyone celebrates. Like, the game had no meaning. And I just find it bizarre that that's the way they coached the game. It's fine. Like, I supported what they did. Because ultimately it was out of their hands, and ultimately you want to control the health. Okay. And I even support, don't bring the starters in at that point. Don't run them in the game. I mean, you don't want to look like a stacked ass, right? So I get it. But when you either get word or you look up at the scoreboard and the Bears are down a score or two and you're getting word the Lions are really taking it to them today, don't you have to go into game management mode at that point and say, all right, let's try to win the game. Let's do what we have to do to win the game. This is the guys I have. This is what I got today. Can I win the game with this group and get the two seed? And I didn't feel Nick Sirianni did that. So overall, I'm not mad at Sirianni for the decision. I don't regret the decision. I don't think Nick Sirianni screwed up by not playing his starters. I really don't. I thought you have to be able to live with the decision that is made. And I can live with the outcome because that was in the range of outcomes. When you make any decision in life, you got to think, okay, this or this could happen. Am I okay with that? If I do this, am I okay with the consequences? And I was okay with the consequences. The Lions were not a 12-point underdog. They were a 3-point underdog. 3-point underdogs win in the NFL. It's a division game. The Lions were not a great team this year, but they certainly weren't a bad football team this year. Certainly capable of winning a game like that. So I can live with that. I can live with that scenario. What I can't live with, and I can even live with not bringing the starters in at halftime, you know, and then not kind of revving them back up. I can do all that. What I can't live with is playing the game like there is no meaning, playing the game like it's a showcase game, playing the game like it's a, hey, I'm going to show you what we can do with this quarterback rather than let's go win the game. Tank Bigsby was running his ass off yesterday. That guy is he runs through contact. Can we please get him more carries on Sunday against the 49ers? I want to see that guy run the football. I want to see, you know, if not a split backfield, I want to see a split share backfield. If not that, I want to see Bigsby get some run. I mean, I want a full series for Tank Bigsby. I mean, this guy's got some juice right now, and he's had it since he got to the Eagles. And all they do is tell him to sit the bench and let Saquon, you know, run into the line. So it is disappointing the Eagles didn't get the 2 seed. Is it a death knell? I don't think it's a death knell. I actually think the Eagles are set up in the side of the bracket you want to be on. I really do. I think if chalk holds and you tell me the Eagles have to beat the Niners at home and the Chicago Bears in Chicago to get to an NFC title game, meanwhile the Rams and the Seahawks play each other in the division round, and that means the Eagles only have to get through one of those two teams. I believe they're the two best teams in the NFC. If the Eagles only have to get through one of those teams, that's a big deal. It really is a big deal. And it gives them a legitimate shot to go back to the Super Bowl because they'll, you know, if the Eagles play two good football games, I think they'll be in the title game. And the title game could be here because Rams, Seahawks, I think they're the two best teams. The Rams right now, obviously the Seahawks, are obviously the most impressive team, what they just did to the Niners and how they've played defensively all year and their explosive nature with Jaxon Smith-Njigba. But if they play the Rams in their first playoff game, they could lose. I mean, the Rams and Seahawks played two tremendous football games this year. They went right down to the wire. I mean, I'd imagine a third meeting would go down to the wire again. So it could work out perfectly for the Eagles, where they get Niners who are banged up and not the team that they've been in the past, though they're good. And Shanahan's going to find a way to get Adoree Jackson in space. And he's going to find a way to isolate the Eagles' safeties. I mean, I he is. And he's going to find a way to avoid Quinyon. That's what he does. And it's going to be up to the Eagles' players to win. Because for as much as I love Fangio, I think this is one of those where he's going to meet his match. And Shanahan's going to scheme up some things. And it's going to be simply a matter of can the Eagles' defensive line win before Purdy sees what Shanahan is designing for him to see. So it will not be easy on Sunday. I think the Eagles should be a small favorite. I think the Eagles should win the game. It's going to be challenging, though. But this version of the Niners, personnel-wise, and this version of the Bears, those are beatable teams. So do I wish the second round game was here? Same scenario, but here? Yeah, I do. I would do wish it was here. And it would give the Eagles a better shot. But I do think there's a world here where this ultimately, the seeding becomes a moot point because the Eagles are either in Seattle or here against a West team in the NFC Championship game. Where do you come down on Sirianni? Let me know. Midday show, 10 a.m. to 2. We got a lot to talk about this week. We'll unpack this. We'll start looking forward. The playoff field is set. I cannot wait. What an incredible football weekend we got coming up. College playoff, college semifinal Thursday, college semifinal Friday, two playoff games on Saturday, three playoff games on Sunday, a playoff game on Monday. The best 5 days of football all year are on the way. I can't wait. You guys have a great rest of your day. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following WIP Daily. Of course, NFL picks for Wild Card Weekend coming up a big weekend. Getting hot, maybe at the right time, they'll be in your feed. And a lot this week coming up right here on the WIP Daily feed. Thanks so much for listening.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.